5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at you.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Oh, hello. What a beautiful day to be an American. Welcome home to your sense of common sense conservatism, or I should say source or sense, however you look at it. This is the Wendy Bell radio program. We've got a packed show for you today. My goodness gracious, our early morning wake up today. Brock, I was up at 2:42. What time did you hit it? Three?
I hit it at 3.
3. We were busy, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a busy morning. I mean, if you're going to dive into the filth and the garbage that is circulating out there as news, I mean, you've got to be pretty dedicated. And you're in luck, because we are. So let me just lay out the ground rules today. Here's the deal. If you have yet to get your Wendy Bell Radio Network app, this might be a really good time to download it. Totally free. It's on your phone. It's on your tablet. On your computer. We're going to have something on the resources tab that we want to share with you that's interesting, that you need to probably check out for yourself, just so you know where the facts are coming from. And we have a BS board that's chock full of data, real data, that is going to debunk one of the prevailing narratives today. It's going to be fun. And of course, the highlight is always the same. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. You know, it was when I was talking to Charles Payne from Fox Business the other day that he said something that was so apropos, it was completely right. He said, I can't believe how quickly they have unraveled what has been such a great thing in these United States. Talking, of course, about the left, the uniparty, these ridiculous woke narratives, all the garbage that you see and you know about every day because you tune into this program. And he's absolutely right, how quickly it has happened. And I started thinking about this as I was on the phone trying to go through the right channels with my medical system. So here in Southwestern Land Before Time, we have a big medical conglomerate, and of course, everything now is via the phone or an app. So I needed to make an appointment with a dermatologist. I've never been to a dermatologist, but the time finally came. I have this weird kind of like rash, almost like an infection of my, like the pierced holes in my ears, right? And it started just sort of mildly. I noticed some redness, and then it just got really kind of yucky. And I've tried everything. I'm like, what the heck is going on? I tried everything over the counter. I've never had any kind of an allergic reaction. I didn't change anything I was doing. I haven't just abruptly modified my diet. So weird. So I go online, and mind you, our family knows a lovely dermatologist who's probably one of the best in our city. He lives like a half of a mile away from us. It would take nothing for me. I have his phone number in my phone. It would take nothing for me to text him and say, hey, doc, I'm having this weird issue. What do you suggest I do? But you know what? You go through the system. So I went online, make an appointment. Please call us. We can't do this over the online. Please give us a call. Here's the number. All right. So I call the number. I get through a phone tree. Finally, somebody answers. And can we all agree that the phone tree is the death of all customer service? If somebody is in a phone tree, you know that you don't matter. When somebody answers the phone and talks to you, that's where things happen. About 10 minutes into this phone tree, finally somebody picks up and they ask me all these questions. Literally, I kid you not, I'm on the phone for 22 minutes with this individual. Why? How do I know this? Because I was on the phone from the time I dropped Brock off at his house and made it to mine, which is about 22 to 25 minutes, the entirety of that drive. Do you have COVID? The woman's asking me. I'm like, why does that matter? I'm trying to make an appointment. Do you have symptoms of COVID? Have you been vaccinated? Do you have a temperature? Do you know that when you come to our office, you're going to have to wear a mask? All right, is this your address? Okay, is this your insurance information? Okay. Literally 15 minutes into the conversation, she says, okay, now, so what's going on? Now, I'm no rocket scientist, right? But shouldn't we say that first? Don't you think we should kind of drill down on that first? Rather than all this rigmarole garbage that doesn't matter that we could figure out at the end. Nope, that's not how they do it. So I described to her. I said, well, you know, I've got this weird thing with my ears. I'm having some kind of a reaction, and I'd really like to see Dr. Patton. Can you see if his availability will accommodate me? Now, I've been going through this for a couple months. I finally pulled the trigger. I'm finally ready to go in and see him. I get it. It's busy. All these doctors are busy, of course. I'm thinking, you know, what? Maybe a couple weeks? Maybe. She's like, all right, well, let me put you on a brief hold and I will check Dr. Patton's schedule and see what we can do for you. I'm like, all right. A couple minutes later, she comes back on and she's like, all right, well, I can do a morning appointment on July 8th. And I'm like, I'm sorry? July? And she said, yeah, that's his earliest availability. Would you like to see if one of his partners is available earlier than that? I'm like, yeah. Thank God I'm not having palpitations or something. And she's like, all right, I'm going to put you on a brief hold and I'm going to come back and I'll let you know what I find. All right, great. A couple minutes later, she comes back. All right, well, I can get you in on June 28th. I'm like, that's ridiculous. This is what's going on. And she's like, yeah, they're really busy. Or you can do one of those telehealth ones where you can just do it over the computer. I'm like, I'm having a problem with my ear. It's at the back of my ear. How the heck am I going to be able to convey that over a computer? She's like, well, I don't know, but that's your other option. And I can get you in on one of those in May. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I've spent 20 odd minutes on the phone with you, closer to 30 at this point. And we've gotten nowhere. And she says, well, okay, is there anything else I can do to help you? She says. And I'm like, what have you done at all to help me? Now, granted, I know that this is just some woman who's the front person for the whole appointment schedule, right? Don't you think your best and brightest person should probably be your front person? The person who answers the phone and says, hello, this is so-and-so's doctor's office. With whom am I speaking? That's not what you get anymore, ladies and gentlemen, in medicine. You get put on hold. You get people who aren't interested in helping you, who don't help you, who then ask you insultingly after they don't help you if they can help you, as they then ask you to take a survey. I told her, I'm like, you know what? I'm fairly certain I'm not the one you want taking a survey because this is terrible. And she wasn't even apologetic. She was probably 20. Okay, well, have a good day. And she hung up. This, ladies and gentlemen, is your United States government. You can't get through to the person you want to talk to. They want to charge you exorbitant amounts of money, i.e. taxes, to do stuff that they really don't do. And when you call them out and need their help, they tell you they'll get back to you or they'll see you in 3 or 4 months. Or they don't even answer at all. How many industries are like this? It's everyone. It's contractors. It's plumbers. It's lawn care services. It's everybody. But when it's your medicine, look, I don't have an emergency. This is a nuisance. It drives me crazy. Am I going to suck it up and deal with it? Or what am I going to do? I'm going to walk Murphy about a half of a mile over to this doctor's house. Hi, do you have a quick moment? I don't want to be that girl. And I probably won't do that. But this is where they have driven us. This medical system under which this doctor operates touts itself as being this life-changing conglomeration. We are the people who will heal you. We care about you. We care about your life. We want you to be well. Come see us. And then they suck. This, ladies and gentlemen, is everything we're going through in this country right now. It's in our universities, and boy, oh boy, do we have a bevy of sound, courtesy of the chancellor at the University of California, Davis, who yesterday or 2 days ago stepped in one giant excrement sandwich on video. We found it. We broke it down for you. Wait for it. It's not just that. It's Alejandro Mayorkas at the border saying, you know what? We don't have a problem, an operational problem down here. Things are going swimmingly. Hello? The head of Border Patrol testified yesterday, at which, of course, no Democrats attended, that it's not controlled. It's total and utter chaos and mayhem. And guess who's making money off of it? The cartels. This is crazy town. And crazy town incarnate has to stop when they start targeting, you guessed it, our kids. And coming up, I've got a story for you that is going to get you hot. In fact, it's just about 4 minutes away. What the FDA just did that is even more insulting than being on a phone tree trying to get medical help for a company that clearly doesn't want your business. And doesn't care. How does it stop? Well, it stops when people stop going to them, or they find alternate care, or they find a workaround. And that is exactly what we're doing for you today. The workaround to give you the tools that you need to make the best decisions for you and your family, guaranteed, is on deck. So this is a great opportunity for me to share a testimonial. Unlike the doctor's office I was trying to get to, Body by AIM 360 answers the phone. They want to hear from you. They want to deal with you because they want you to be part of their family. And these are the kinds of testimonials you get. Dr. Dubiak and his team are absolutely amazing. This is Brittany. They found issues that my doctor never tested for. They gave me a program that helped me lose weight like never before. I feel 1,000 times better than I did when I started the program. And it's only been 60 days. I'm now down about 20 pounds and I weigh less than I have since I was a child. Cannot thank him enough. Janelle, I was hesitant to take this step, but I am so glad I did. More energy, losing over 30 pounds, better sleep, and mood stability are a few of the benefits I've experienced. The coaches and the staff are also kind and helpful in the transformational journey. Look, if you're ready to lose the weight, to sleep better, to feel great, to be rested, to be alert, to be in charge, to be happy, pick up the phone. 412-227-9255. 412-227-9255. Body by AIM360.com. Did you guys know that there are 19 million children in this country under the age of 5? What the FDA just dropped on this whole medical complex that I am crying about today, that will infuriate you and have you clutching your newborn ever tighter, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. You know, at some point we tap out and say the madness has to stop. And I think there is a terrific awakening across the country regarding these ridiculous boosters, these jabs of any nature, any forced inoculation now. I think the damage done is that we all are exceedingly suspect of anybody in the medical industry who clearly has been told what to say and hasn't done their due diligence on the effects that this vaccine has had on so many people. So pardon me if I'm a little hot today, because the mom in me vomits out almost every single day. How dare you, FDA, allege that the bivalent booster, which is an elixir for a variant that is not currently circulating, so riddle me that, has now been approved under, yet again, emergency use authorization for babies as young as 6 months to children up to the age of 4. Apparently, The money laundering operation dried up for everybody older than that. This is the last gasp effort they have. This, I believe, is the fourth shot that is available for babies. They have no idea what the long-term effects of this vaccine, this mRNA gene scrambler elixir are. But I can tell you, just simple rudimentary math here. If we know in the United States of America that 5.7% of the 333 million Americans per the last census are children under the age of five, and you do that math, that is 19, just shy of 19 million babies, toddlers, and very small children who need to be exposed to things to develop their immunity, to get an immune system that's worth a lick. If you've ever had a child in daycare, you know the first year they are sick every week, it seems. And then all of a sudden, as they go to school, aside from the traditional cold bugs and possibly a flu that they might get, these kids are rock stars because they've been exposed to the universe. This is completely ridiculous. 19 million children. How many people do you think this trial from Pfizer, from the FDA, how many kids do you think is an adequate number of children to be able to say by the Food and Drug Administration that this vaccine, and we'll be generous and call it that, is safe and effective? What do you think? 19 million. What do you think? 24 children. Between the ages of 6 months and 23 months, and an additional 36 children between the ages of 2 and 4. And it is from that that the FDA has breathlessly raced out to tell you, you gotta do this. Do you know how many children under the age of 4 the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System has? Well, not even that. The CDC has as having succumbed to COVID? Zero. Zero. 0.000. But don't let that zero or all of the ones that follow it dissuade you from doing what Big Pharma wants. Jab, 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 and jab again. It is wholly ridiculous. And our friend, attorney Aaron Seary, is on it, says this, breaking, this may be a new low, even for the FDA. It just authorized a new bivalent COVID-19 vaccine for babies and toddlers. The only trial of this vaccine for those ages had 24 participants, 6 months through 23 months, and 36 participants, 2 years through 4 years. Before this, the FDA authorized 3 doses of the original monovalent Pfizer vaccine for the age group 6 months to 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't end until we say it ends. It simply doesn't. And I say it ends now. Look, I know there are a lot of parents and grandparents out there, particularly grandparents, who have pushed back and have tried to talk sense into their children who are having kids of their own. And every new parent out there wants to believe that they are doing everything that is right for their child. Tap the brakes on this one, please. And I have never said that before. I've always said, you do you. I'm saying it now. This is madness. Almost as obscene as what happened this week at the University of California, Davis. We have a series of audio sound bites from their chancellor, a gentleman, and I will say that loosely, by the name of Gary May, who put out a video for the student population asking essentially for protests, and what he says and why he says it and against whom will have your head spinning. Buckle up, my friends. We will lay it out on the table for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. All right, welcome back, everybody. So apparently it was a big family affair. What? Oh, boy. James Comer on fire and fuego doing the deed that, of course, Democrats in the House of Representatives were so worried about when there was talk of a red wave Okay, so we didn't get the wave, but we did get the majority. And my, how things are happening. So we have some audio sound bites we want to walk through. And yesterday we spent some of the program kicking around some ideas because James Comer, who's the head of the House Oversight Committee, had said months ago, after the election in November, that House Republicans were going to get some answers. We need to figure out what on earth is going on with the Biden crime family syndicate, with more than 100, probably, I think it's almost 150 suspicious activity reports from banks here in the United States that tracked wire transfers and curious deposits in various people's bank accounts that came from foreign governments, people in China, people in Ukraine, people in Russia. What's going on? Why is that happening? And don't you think that we should know if there is an influence peddling scheme that involves the president of the United States of America, allegedly, right? We've got these people sniffing all over Donald Trump, snooping all around Mar-a-Lago, trying to get involved in Truth Social, trying to get his taxes, wiretapping his phone, creating evidence, thanks Hillary Clinton, the Steele dossier, making wild accusations, using their wing of the Democrat Party known as Propaganda 101, the media, to spread all these lies. And finally, we've got a president who's actually the guy who I think all of us who live in Realville know is breaking the law. So this is James Comer. This is what he said yesterday. And this is pretty big. 6 or 7 Biden family members may have been involved in overseas business schemes. 6 or 7. Now, I'm not a betting woman, but if I had to roll the dice here, this is what I've got. Brock, you can correct me if you've got an addition to this. I see Joe, Jill, Hunter, brother Jim, sister-in-law Sarah. There are 2 other positions there. Bo, who I know has passed away. But I know he was involved. Who else do you think is the 7th?
I would have to say Haley.
You think Haley?
Because they needed to take care of her after Beau passed.
Well, we're going to find out. So here is the story. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer believing that more than 6 members of the Biden clan may have been involved in various worldwide business schemes that profited off their family name. Comer, whose committee is investigating the Biden family's business dealings, shared the insight last night with Fox host Laura Ingraham. This is what he said. At the end of this, I think we're going to see that there are probably 6 or 7 Biden family members that were involved in various business schemes around the world. Now, he didn't make mention of any of the names in the interview, declined to reveal the identity of the unnamed Biden family member who received proceeds from a $3 million wire transfer to Hunter Biden associate John Rob Walker just weeks after Joe Biden left the vice presidency in 2017. Now, this is very curious to us, and we have a series of audio sound bites that we would like to play for you. Of course, the Oversight Committee chairman first revealed, as we told you Monday, that bank records obtained via subpoena indicate the 3 Bidens, including one that's never before been identified, as being involved in the family's alleged influence peddling operation. Now, they've had to ask Janet Yellen at the Treasury Department, we need these bank records. Yellen said, no, you're not in the majority. You're in the minority before the House flipped. We're not going to cooperate with you. Which, again, is wholly unacceptable, period. Number 2, she said after they took the majority, what exactly do you want them for? Prove to us it's worthwhile. Lady, you work for us. How about you suck it? Stop giving all of our money over to Ukraine and do what we ask because you're on our payroll.
You remember the outrage about Trump's taxes?
Of course.
Why not the outrage over Joe's influence peddling?
How about that? Listen to what James Comer had to say last night. If anybody out there is like, this is such a witch hunt. Wow, ain't that rich? Here's James Comer, audio soundbite number one.
Well, we have bank records. We have bank records from one of the 13 banks in hand that were used by the Biden family members in these business schemes. So these bank records prove that the Bidens did receive money through a shell company from the Chinese Communist Party. So this is the first link. Hopefully within the next 48 hours, we'll have more bank records from another bank. And we're just going to keep following the money. We know from our sources that have come in, the whistleblowers, where the money trails are. And of course, the Democrats have denied it. The White House has denied it. There's no denying it now with the bank records. And now Treasury's forced to have to give us the suspicious activity reports because they acted all along like there was nothing there. Well, I can assure you there's something there, and everyone knows it now.
And everyone knows it now, but you will hear nothing about this. And we searched ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, and a whole barrage of online sites. You know, the super moderate sites like NPR. Zero.
Politico.
Crickets, Axios, any of these outfits who are so quick to talk about anything on the other side. Zero. I think we just need to step back and remember what we're dealing with here. Allegations that Joe Biden, the president of the United States, was getting money from communist China. Communist China. Have you heard of anything more outrageous or more egregious in your life? And these news organizations are running cover. Media crickets on this doesn't make this story go away. Smoke screens on other subjects doesn't make this go away. And by the way, the next poll that wants to pop up and tell us that Joe Biden's approval rating is actually notching up is full of garbage. This is the party that tells you, ladies and gentlemen, that they're all about the little guy. They're about all those fringe groups that are left behind. All these people who just want a seat at the table. Did you know that during money, holy cow, there was a $3.9 trillion shift in wealth during lockdowns, during all of it, from the poor and the middle class to the super rich? How else were 500 new billionaires born in this country when we were all locked down, when the Gestapo was knocking on our doors? When they were putting up signs on our businesses saying, notice, liquor license, occupancy permit, revoked. 500 new billionaires took a step into the limelight. It's been a war on the poor and on our children as Joe Biden and his family have gotten filthy, filthy rich. There is no more narrative of the Democrat, liberal, left-wing, Marxist, communist, socialist party caring about anybody other than the uber-rich white elite. Just look at Silicon Valley Bank. By the way, we also have information on that for you coming up. Isn't it a shame that there was only one person on Silicon Valley Bank's board that had any banking experience? Amazing, isn't it? Right. James Comer is going to continue. So we've got $3 million, one bank out of 13 or 14 banks that we know the Biden crime family syndicate was using to spread all of this around. We've gotten 1/14 of the data that we've just begun to peel back the onion layers on. So exactly what was the Biden family compensated for from China? Did they invest in some Chinese development? Were they involved in a tech startup? What could possibly provide such a windfall. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, there are 87,000 IRS agents proposed to crawl all over you, your W-2, and everything you and your family brought in income-wise. But they're turning a blind eye to this. So what is the money for? James Comer, audio soundbite number two.
They got money from people directly linked with the Chinese Communist Party for what? You know, for years we've heard, well, it was because of a business deal. It was an energy deal. I don't see any energy deal here. All I see are transactions from China to an LLC, which was essentially a pass-through, and then deposits into the Biden account from that LLC. It doesn't show any business activity, and on where it says in the wire for the purpose, that's left blank. So we don't know what that money was for, but I don't see any business activity here. It looks like it was influence peddling, and if so, that's illegal. That's called lobbying. You have to be a registered foreign agent, and you know, we don't see any evidence of that.
Jeez, it's almost like all this stuff that we've been talking about for years, that we knew about for years, because it's in the laptop, that laptop that didn't exist, that laptop that wasn't Hunter's, that laptop that was Russian disinformation, that laptop that 51 former FBI agents or people associated with the Bureau came out just days before the 2020 election to say is Russian disinformation. Wow, how many of those people are getting a piece of the pie? Comer also revealed during the interview that his committee is on the hunt for about a dozen more similar shady wire transfers chronicled at other banks. There's no explanation for why the Bidens have received this much money from our adversaries around the world, he said. House Oversight Committee staff currently in the process of reviewing more than 150 suspicious activity reports. That was just one. Sent by banks to the Treasury Department alerting of potential criminal activity involving the Biden family. Do you want your president to have criminal activity and China, Ukraine, or Russia next to his name? No, but you do, ladies and gentlemen. The media aren't covering it. Thank goodness we're all over it for you. And what's coming up next? My. Got these testimonials in. How about this for the Simcovich Concussion Institute? Jody Marie says this: if you have a concussion, Dr. Simcovich is the miracle worker you are looking for. Please look into him. You will not be sorry. Kathy: Dr. Simcovich changed my son's life as well. I highly recommend his technique. He and his staff are so caring. Oren: having known him for a few decades and absolutely recommend him. He is a kind and quiet genius who just goes about and analyzes, assesses, and fixes what is wrong. And finally, Tom: we came and had a 3-day treatment Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, heading home on Sunday. He does great work. Great man. Simcovich Concussion Institute, ladies and gentlemen, their specialty is concussion and traumatic brain injury. You don't have to be in the dark, because there is help. And his name is Dr. Charles Simcovich. 412-366-3700. 412-366-3700. SimcovichConcussionInstitute.com. So I alluded to this ridiculous event that happened at UC Davis that was stoked, much like the Biden administration and Janet Yellen, stoked panic about Silicon Valley Bank, unnecessarily but purposefully, the chancellor of UC Davis stokes riotous behavior under the guise of the First Amendment. My goodness, wait for it. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. You know, I think the thing that's so aggravating as a common sense, aware, plugged in, a curious mind, and I know you are as well, is that everything crazy going on in this country is predicated on don't read, react, rage, riot. Don't read, don't be educated, don't know what you're upset about. Allow someone else to manipulate you, to cause you to do something, to create and perpetrate a narrative that is wholly untrue. What is the narrative? The narrative is conservatives, people like you, people like myself, we are inherently racist. We inherently prefer white people over anybody who looks differently than we do. We inherently discriminate against people like transgender individuals because we dare to say that it's ridiculous for a man or a boy to compete in a realm against women or girls, knowing what we know as logical, educated people about biology, about body composition. It's stupid. That makes us hateful people. Conservatives are hateful people. They tend also either to be Bible-thumping, wacko, gun-toting, flag-loving, you know, middle America weirdos, or they're the uber-rich. They only care about their 401ks. They don't care about everyone else. It's exactly the story that was perpetrated at the University of California, Davis. When Charlie Kirk and his organization, Turning Point USA, had scheduled to come to campus to speak with students. They didn't come to speak just to conservative students. They went to speak. What is Turning Point USA? Well, it is a nonprofit organization that Charlie Kirk, who is a young man, a young conservative thought leader, it attracts and speaks to high school and college age people to provide a contrary narrative to the brainwashing garbage of liberal activism that is predicated, one more time, on not being educated, but being indoctrinated, not reading the fine print, not finding out what's really going on, but taking somebody else's word for it and then reacting to it. And that is exactly what happened at the University of California, Davis. Charlie Kirk and his team were ready to go to UC Davis to speak with students. And last time I checked, college is supposed to be a place where students aren't taught what to think. They learn how to think. They are provided a smorgasbord of different kinds of classes. They meet a melting pot of people from all over the planet. And they grow. That's the point. It's not about this is how you think. This is how you walk. This is where you march. This is how you vote. And yet that's exactly what way too many colleges are doing. So before the chancellor of UC Davis, who I guarantee you knows zero about Charlie Kirk or Turning Point USA, before Charlie and his team even got to campus, Gary May, the chancellor, was already stoking division, was all, as a black man, which is even more offensive. Who knows better? Who knows that he doesn't like being judged by the color of his skin and should embrace the words of Martin Luther King Jr.? It is about character. It is about content. It ain't about color. But in today's day and age, it is. Because the left has nothing to run on. They don't have ideas that are good for people. They have rage. They have outrage. They have violence. And then juxtapose what I'm about to tell you in the next segment with January 6th. Did some people get involved in stuff they shouldn't have? Absolutely. But do you believe the people who are breaking windows and causing madness and mayhem or Donald Trump conservatives who believe in faith, freedom, and family? Of course not. The narrative is presented as contrary to reality. See, we live in Realville, which is a beautiful thing. And you're going to hear perhaps the most outrageous words of today. You won't hear these anywhere else. From the chancellor of UC Davis, next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program, Hour 2.